have a couple of prayer requests on this side. Let's pray for Karen's family. She went to be with the Lord. She was a diabetic and went into a diabetic, ketoacidosis. And they was able to keep her alive until her parents got here. This was back in March. However, I hadn't seen them in months. Mm-hmm. And I ran into this morning on the way to the program. I usually don't stop at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But I was prompted to stop at McDonald's. And I stopped and went inside. And there was her husband. Mm-hmm. And so let's pray for Karen's family. And let's pray for Michael. Whenever I was talking with him, I could just feel it. Mm-hmm. The confusion, the dizziness, the broken heart.
Yeah.
Just everything that comes with that, you know. And it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then let's continue to pray for Robert Guilford Sr., who's in Oklahoma City VA hospital.
Okay.
With pneumonia.
Okay. Father, we give you praise today because you are our God and you are our sufficiency. Lord, and you are touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Lord, and you know how it feels to lose a close loved one because you sent your son to die on the cross. And Lord, you loved us that much that you were willing to give Jesus for us. And Lord, but that didn't make it any easier to give it, to give him. But Lord, you caused him to rise from the dead. And because he rose from the dead, we have hope today. And we can look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, and as the comforter. Lord, you send the Holy Spirit to comfort. Lord, and we ask you for Karen's family and for Michael, her husband, and her child. Lord, we just ask you, God, to just wrap them in your arms of love. Lord, lift them up, Father. Clear away the confusion that the enemy would try to bring upon them. Lord, we bind this confusion in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over this whole situation, Lord. Father, help us to trust you even when we don't understand. Lord, and a lot of times we don't understand when something has come along and taken our loved ones. Lord, and we're all left here to go through this, Lord. But, Father, we are thankful that you know, and you know how to comfort us, Lord. And so we send the comfort of the Holy Spirit to them today. We ask you, Lord, to give them your peace and your comfort, Lord, and help them to know, Lord, that it's not all over because you're soon to return. And as they keep their eyes on you and as they keep trusting in you, Lord, then you are going to, there's going to be a reunion someday. In the near future, it won't be long because the signs of the times are pointing to the coming of the Lord. And when that happens, we're all going to be caught up to meet him in the air, and we're going to be reunited with Jesus and with our loved ones, Lord, and what a day that will be. So it's not over because we don't sorrow as those that have no hope. But you are our hope because Jesus died. You, we have hope of seeing them again. And so, Father, we thank you for that, God, and we ask you, God, to pray for Robert Guilford Sr., Father, you know, Lord, what he is facing, you know. Lord God, we just pray, God, that you would be his God, whatever he's going through, Lord, that you would touch his body, that you would minister to every need in his life, Lord, and that you would bring encouragement to him and peace, Lord, and just move in every area of his life that he needs you. Father, you are a great God, and there's nothing too hard for you. And we trust you, Lord. We trust you, God, because underneath us are your everlasting arms, and you keep us and you preserve us, Lord. So we know that you are leading and guiding, and you have a perfect plan for us, and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
Joe and Neva's grandson, Tyler Bowman, and the mission team from Alva, from Ada, are on mission in Nicaragua this week, and she asked us to pray for them. Okay. My friend Nikki, her mom Patty, has been going through chemo treatment, and they weren't able to do her treatment yesterday because she's been having some pain, and they did an MRI and found a spot on her back. So I think they'll be talking to a doctor today about what that means, and I'd like to pray for peace for Nikki. She's really struggling with it. I have a classmate named Jeremy Doty. He's going through 3 days of tests and procedures to get him added to the double lung transplant list. Okay. That's Ken and Mickey Doty's son.
Uh-huh.
And then Kevin and Kimberly Williams, they adopted two little baby boys, twins. They're a year old now, and last night they had eggs and pancakes for the first time, and one of them had an allergic reaction and ended up in the ER. So they're following up with the doctor this morning on that.
Okay. Father, we just lift up Neva's grandson, Tyler, and the mission team, Lord, as they are working for you today in Nicaragua. Lord, we pray, we just know, Lord, that you're there with them and that you're empowering them. Father, we just ask you, God, that your word would go forth, that there would be much fruit for this missions trip, Lord. Father, we pray that you would strengthen them, Lord God. Father, we claim the scripture that says, "For as your day, so shall your strength be." Lord, we pray that you would give them wisdom and strength, physical strength and spiritual strength, Lord. Father, because we never know the needs that we're going to be facing. And Lord, but we know that you are our sufficiency. And so we go in your name and in your strength and in your power and in your might, Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving wisdom and direction, and giving them words to say when they don't know what to say, Lord. I just pray that you would do that, Lord, and that souls would be went into the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you for Nikki's mom, Patty. She's didn't have her chemo treatment yesterday because they found a spot on her back, Lord, and we pray for Nikki today that you would give her peace. And we pray for her mom, Patty, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. We speak to this spot, and we speak to the condition in her body. In Jesus' name, we speak healing. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over all sickness and disease, Lord, and we ask your healing hand to be to do a work in her, Lord, today. We thank you, God, that it's already done because Jesus already bore the stripes on Calvary. And when he died, he bowed his head and he said, "It is finished." And then when he rose from the dead, it proved that he was who he said he was. And he had the keys of death and of hell and the grave in his hands when he came back from fighting the enemy down while he was in the grave. He went made a visit to hell, and he fought the devil, and he took the keys away from him, Lord. So he did do a finished work, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that the work's already been done, and we praise you, Lord, for bringing forth this manifestation of healing in her body in Jesus' name. And we pray for peace for Patty, Lord, today. The peace that passes all understanding and the encouragement of God be with her today in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Jeremy Doty, Lord, who is going through tests and procedures. Father, we ask you, God, to touch his lungs, Lord, and that you would minister to him in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to do, Lord, you know everything about this situation. We ask you to do what is needed, Lord, and we speak healing and wholeness to him, Lord, in every part of his life and every part of his body, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you, Lord, you alone know our hearts and our needs and where we are. And so, Father, we just ask you to minister to his need in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you for Kevin and Kimberly Williams. Lord, they've adopted these children, Lord, and now one of them's had an allergic reaction to something they ate. Lord, and we just ask you, God, to touch them, Lord, and bring them out of the effects of this reaction, Lord, of this eggs and stuff that they ate for the first time. And Lord, we just thank you, Father, that you are our sufficiency. You are our God. You are our healer. You are our Savior. You are our deliverer. And we look to you, Lord. We thank you for meeting these needs in Jesus' name. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Mandy Wagner asked us to pray for all these people at Elk Nursing Home.
Okay. Father, we just lift up the people that live at Elk City Nursing Home, Lord. You know them by name, Lord. You know everything that they're facing, every physical challenge they have, Lord. The need for encouragement, Lord. Whatever their needs are, Lord. Some of them don't have very many visitors, and Lord, they're lonely. Father, I just pray, God, that you would comfort them, that you would encourage them, Lord, and that you would let them know that you are there to be their best friend. You are there to see them through every day of their life and give them hope and give them peace and give them comfort and give them purpose, Lord. Just because they're in a nursing home does not mean that you don't have a purpose for their life. And so, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would be their God and be a companion that sticks closer than a brother to every one of them, Lord. Help them to allow you to be that close friend to them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma, y'all.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is our Facebook sponsor today. They are located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope to.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Miss Mary Fullerton. Her title for this morning is God Gives His Best and What He Thinks About Us. Back to you, Sister Mary.
Okay. Well, we are talking about that Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth. And Luke 14, 34 and 35 says, salt is good, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? See, we're seasoning. It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now that is a very important phrase right there. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Make sure that you're hearing the right thing and that you know the voice that is speaking to you. Because sometimes the enemy knows how to trick us. Mm-hmm. And he can almost make us think that what he's saying to us is really coming from God. Or, he can put thoughts into our head. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be able to tell if it's God speaking to us or the devil speaking to us or if it's our own thoughts, mm-hmm. You know. And so it is important to have ears to hear and to know who we're listening to. And I was going to tell you some things about salt. I looked it up in the dictionary, Webster's Dictionary. Goes right along with Scripture a lot of times. It says salt is a crystals of chloride of sodium used to season, as I said before, used to season and give flavor and to preserve food. That's who we are. That's what the Church of Jesus Christ is down here on this earth. We are preserving. We are a preserver, a life preserver. We give flavor. We're supposed to give the flavor of Christ. The flavor of Christ. And season. We're supposed to, we can walk into a room that has been turmoil and carry Jesus in there and spread our flavor and our seasoning. And peace comes. And it's a life preserver. And so, anyway, that's what salt is. And so, Colossians 4:6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. And God will give you those answers. And then I want to talk a little bit about light. In Matthew 5:14-16, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And light is something that makes vision possible. It is a beacon, and it drives out darkness. It's the opposite of darkness. Darkness can't exist when light comes in. And so, and then in 1 John 1:5, it says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So, when we have him in our life, you know, then we have no darkness. And he brings understanding to us. And he helps us to be the light of the world, you know. Because he can't be down here. He works through us. Because he went back to heaven. But he needs people that will represent him, and that he might work through them and be lights for him. And so, he is the light, and we are lights too. And then I want to read Ephesians 5:8-13. This is what Paul said. He said, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. All things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So, I said, I wrote down here, stick with Jesus, we win. We win. And so, that is, I've got another part of this. Maybe I can get it in. This is just some thoughts that I had one day, and I wrote them down. And it makes the perfect ending to this. I said, I know we are not to think too highly of ourselves, but to think soberly. But a lot of times people need to raise their vision to believe God for the greater that he wants to do through them. He wants them to go in and possess the land. To not fear. He is on their side. The word says we are not to compare ourselves with one another, or judge one another, or think we are better than others, or listen to the enemy who tells us we are worthless and unworthy and that we can't do anything right. But we are to walk humbly with our God. No telling what God will do through us. We are his hands, his feet, his mouth, his light in the world. We are his body. He has to use us to do the work. He is not here anymore in his fleshly body. He uses us. So whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. He can't find enough people who are willing to go forth and be a vessel for his use. Take the limits off. We will be amazed. submit ourselves to him and to one another, die to self and walk in love, and watch God move. Talk about power. And that's it.
Good message, good message. You always bring good food to this table, Miss Mary.
Well, the Lord gives good food.
He's a good cook, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Tied
together
goes along with our life changes
from last night. I know, huh? I love how the Lord weaves it all together. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. I was trying to combine those two words. Did you hear that almost? Y'all have a blessed day. From all of us here in the studio, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see y'all next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.